I am not sure if this day could get any better, except for the fact that Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager, is joining us today. We have got a Parish of the Week to announce and some really exciting things that we want to highlight in an email for all of you. Sarah is joining us live in studio to tell us all about it. Good morning, Sarah. So I was thinking about doing some yard work today. I've got one more bin or a pot that needs some flowers for you.
Sure.
So you spend a lot of hours working on a farm. What's the perfect temperature to be outside doing some yard work?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. I mean, I like it when it's warm, but not overly so, I guess. I mean, I like the mornings. Those are nice, or evenings personally. Perfect temperature. I don't know, maybe like 70s, maybe.
Okay.
60s or 70s.
I think we're, by the time I get home today to start working on my flower pots, we're going to be getting close to 75, topping out at 78 by around, remember, about 4 or 5 o'clock is when we hit that high temperature around here. So that might be feeling a little bit hot, especially if I'm in the direct heat.
Yeah, so. I spend a lot, usually even in my yard now, I spend a lot of time gardening. So usually like afternoons or evenings when I get home, like that's really nice. Nice. Okay. Like it's cooling off and I don't know, it's relaxing at the end of the day.
Well, that might be something I'll have to save for the week in an early morning. But if you've looked at the temperatures by Sunday, we're downright hot around the area. Those temperatures keep ticking up. So we'll see if those will hold. But it is always a perfect temperature in Mater Dei Radio Studios when you join us today for a Tech Tuesday. We've got an announcement. We took a break last week. We skipped over. And now today, we are highlighting one of our great parishes here in the Archdiocese of Portland. Who's our Parish of the Week?
All right. So this week, I'm really excited that we are going to be featuring Sacred Heart and St. Louis out in Jervis. Actually, you're talking about growing up on a farm. I grew up in that area and actually went to Sacred Heart for the first 10 years about of my life, and just a few miles away from my grandparents and a lot of my aunts and uncles, and our farm wasn't too far away either. So it was fun to connect with them. And as we were talking with some of the folks involved there, they were saying, you know, we just lived a few fields away from you. So definitely really excited to highlight Sacred Heart and St. Louis. Now, Sacred Heart is in Jervis, and then I believe St. Louis, it's kind of the mission church, but I think it's technically Woodburn, but it's really close to Sacred Heart in Jervis. So it's just a few minutes away. St. Louis celebrated their 175th anniversary just a few years ago. There was a big celebration out there. It's a small church, one of those old-fashioned wooden churches. It's beautiful, but I think it was so big, they did a lot of the celebrations outside. I remember there were some great pictures with the Archbishop there, and a lot of people were there for St. Louis's anniversary. Also, Sacred Heart is actually celebrating their 150th anniversary this month, which is very fitting with the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And so they're getting ready for a big celebration that is the anniversary of the dedication of the church, and that will be held on Sunday, June 29th this month. And that's going to be a huge celebration. They're really excited to welcome people for that. I know that over time, there were several different churches at Sacred Heart in Jervis. A couple of them burned down. And then there was the one that my earliest memories is of, and there that actually was damaged in the big earthquake in 96. And I remember that, and they actually had to tear it down because the damage was so extensive. And I remember, it's one of my earliest memories, is being outside the church and watching them actually tear it down. And I remember some kids like throwing a rock, like maybe they thought they were helping. You know, try to you know, help with the demolition. But now, so they've had the new church since then. That's the fourth church. One of the other things that's really incredible is next year will mark 40 years of having a perpetual adoration chapel.
Really?
Yes. And so that is another early memory for me. My grandma, especially for most of her years she would go and she'd pray there in the middle of the night. She would take one of those shifts. Many of my aunts and uncles and my mom were involved in that. So sometimes I would go along with my mom, and that's my first memory of Eucharistic adoration. They have a beautiful chapel. It's separated by some glass doors to the main church, but it's a beautiful chapel there. And I learned some new information about when that started. They planned the opening and dedication of the chapel to coincide with the Our Lady of Fatima pilgrim statue. So we've heard about that. We've learned about that recently, as that statue, I think last year, came through this area. And I did not know that was the... That was kind of the big day. Was they planned it so that it was the same day that the traveling Fatima statue came through. And so that was in September of 1986. They had a procession through the town. They prayed their rosary. They rang the church bells. They had like a whole day with a talk. They enrolled people in the brown scapular. They had benediction, and then they had mass. Then the next day they had mass again, and then a procession to the new adoration chapel. So really exciting to learn about that. I didn't know all the history of that, even though that's some of my earliest memories. So I'm just really excited to feature this parish. They're just a wonderful farming community, a lot of wonderful people there. They have a school at Sacred Heart. I have a lot of family and friends that go there as well. That's an amazing school. And so that whole community is just wonderful. And maybe I'm a little personally biased, but really excited to feature them this week.
Sarah, that's exciting that it's those personal connections to these parishes that's so fun to hear. And of course, knowing that, you know, Christ is there in the Blessed Sacrament for all of those years in perpetual adoration, that definitely outdoes everything that they possibly could do. But you've skipped over one of the best parts that we love about these communities: chicken dinner.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I know. Oh, forgive me. I missed that. There's so much to talk about. Yes, the Knights of Columbus make an amazing chicken dinner, which I've had many, many times. They'll have them throughout the summer. I believe there's one maybe coming up. We'll have to check on that for our material this week. But I know they're always at Oktoberfest. And I think, Brenda, you've maybe grabbed some chicken while you were there.
I have. I was not ever able to make it to their special events, but you're right. Right. They are at Oktoberfest, and yeah, they've got it figured out. That's for sure. They would not give me the recipe. I told them it's okay. It'll just be between you and me and every person who listens to the podcast or the video of it. And they said, yeah, no, all I know is butter is a big part of the recipe. That's the only thing they would say.
They're pretty serious about that chicken.
No doubt, as they should be, and glad to partake any time. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager, joining us today for a Tech Tuesday. We've got some other things we want to highlight, too. You'll be reading more about Sacred Heart and St. Louis Catholic Churches as our Parish of the Week, but a new icon feature is on the app available. Tell us.
Yes, so as many of you know, we've been doing this a year with icons. So every month we're highlighting a new one. And so for June, we're highlighting this beautiful image of the Madonna of Humility. And that's actually by Blessed Fra Angelico, which many of you will know that name. And he's actually the patron of Catholic artists. And so Christine Schlesser of the Classical Iconography Institute, she's always comes in every month. She's so dedicated. Even when she's busy, she comes in, makes sure we have that recorded for the next month. And she just did a wonderful job walking us through this wonderful painting. We learn about Fra Angelico's life. We learn about Our Lady, and especially the beautiful pigments that are in this. This has a very unique shade of blue. And so she talks even just about how do you get that blue? And so it's just a beautiful, beautiful image. And also the posture is really important too. And I learned a lot about when Mary's sitting in a certain way, how that indicates humility. And so really excited about this one. So go check that out on the Hail Mary Media app. If you go to that More tab, it's just under A Year with Icons.
All right. And then before we go this morning, Sarah, you have invited the community. We talked about this previously, about getting ready for this beautiful Feast of Pentecost. We are joining together to pray that novena on the app. And there are other ways that you can prepare and learn about the Holy Spirit. It's on the app this week.
That's right. So like you said, we're about halfway through the novena, so you can join us there. And then also under, again, that More tab, maybe you don't click on that because it's on the bottom right corner, but there's a lot under that. So if you click that More tab and on the app, you'll see the Study Your Faith section. And we have a whole section of audio about the Holy Spirit there, and a lot of other topics as well. We've got interviews from the Morning Blend. We've got different podcast episodes across all of our shows. There even is a whole series from Living Stones on the Holy Spirit. And so if you know, during this time as we're praying to the Holy Spirit, as we get ready for Pentecost, you can also learn more about the third person of the Holy Trinity. So encourage you to do that. Again, under that More tab on the Hail Mary Media app.
Oh, I love learning every single week about the different things that you are getting on that app. I use it every day, as so many people do. So it's absolutely free and you should download it today. Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager, she's the one that keeps that all up to date for us and joining us today. Thanks so much. Now I'm hungry for chicken.
Thank you. Me too.